then what is Christ-likeness, or so what is spiritual fruit, right? I mean, if that's the deal, what exactly is spiritual fruit? You might flip in your Bible, if you don't have this one by heart, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. It says, but the fruit, singular, of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, that's, in many ways, that is simply the personality and the character of Jesus laid out in a way that we can understand. So we're not just saying Christ-likeness or spiritual fruit. I mean, how do you get your arms around what's it mean and what will you look like when the Spirit is bearing forth the fruit of the life of Christ through you? I see three triads here. I think the first three have to do with our relationship with God: love, joy, and peace. The Holy Spirit puts God's love, joy, and peace in our lives. And when the Spirit is in control or filling us, everything is conceived in love, undertaken in joy, and accomplished with peace. The love here is that agape love word. It's that supernatural, other-centered, sacrificial, giving other people what they need the most when they deserve it the least at great personal cost. That's love, and it's a choice, and it's supernatural. You find yourself doing things for people, caring for people, choosing. By the way, don't get this like, love is an ooey-gooey feeling, okay? If you wait to feel loving, to do a lot of loving things, you'll never do it. I'll guarantee you this, the greatest act of love that ever occurred was done by someone that did not feel like doing it.